With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A federal court today gave a setback to Montana and 27 other states that are suing the Obama administration over its clean power plan to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. Reuters reports that the U.S. Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C. rejected a request from the states to put the power plant on hold temporarily, pending resolution of the state's overall lawsuit against it. The Clean Power Plan aims to cut carbon dioxide emissions from power plants nationwide by 32% by 2030. Montana is being asked to lower its emissions by 47%, more than any other state. Montana's Republican Attorney General Tim Fox, who joined the suit on behalf of the state, called the court's action unfortunate, but said he is, quote, pleased that the court agreed with the states that the case should be expedited. The Blaine County Commissioners have proposed opening a satellite voting office on the Fort Belknap Reservation for 2 days a week before the 2016 elections. A federal lawsuit won tribes the right to have satellite voting offices open on reservations to make voting easier. Today, in his first stump speech in the state capitol since announcing a bid for governor, Greg Gianforte said he would not take special interest PAC money in his campaign. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Gianforte announced his pledge against dark money at the Helena Sand and Gravel Industrial Yard.
We believe that the people of Montana deserve transparency. And that's why today I want to send a message on behalf of all Montanans. No special interest PAC money in this campaign.
Prior to the press event, the Republican businessman from Bozeman delivered a signed pledge to not accept PAC money to Democratic Governor Steve Bullock's office.
I'll tear up the checks, and I'm calling on Steve Bullock to do the same thing.
A spokesperson said the campaign has not kept track of the amounts or sources of PAC contributions before they were torn up or sent back to donors. Gianforte did not take questions from the press after his speech. At the Democratic Party headquarters, Party Executive Director Nancy Keenan said Gianforte's move shows the size of his personal wealth. Gianforte founded a software business that sold for $1.5 billion in 2012.
So it's pretty easy to say, oh, we are not going to take any money, when he can write the personal check for millions and millions of dollars. Montana's not for sale.
House Minority Leader Chuck Hunter also condemned Gianforte's pledge.
Millionaires and out-of-state corporations are trying to buy elections to advance their own agendas, and apparently Greg Gianforte is no different.
Earlier this month, Gianforte released the last 10 years of his tax returns to the Associated Press. He also said that if he is elected as governor, he will donate his salary to charity. Gianforte will wrap up his first campaign tour of the state in Bozeman on Thursday. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Three environmental groups have filed a lawsuit challenging the U.S. Forest Service's approval of exploratory drilling for a mining project about 55 miles northeast of Boise. The Idaho Conservation League, Idaho Rivers United, and Golden Eagle Audubon Society say the federal agency violated environmental laws in approving the project. The Forest Service in August approved the plan that includes building about 10 miles of roads and up to 137 drill pads in the Boise National Forest. A day after officially joining the race for the governor's office, Greg Gianforte continued a two-day campaign swing through the state. Today, he drew a crowd at Helena Sand and Gravel, Corin Cates Carney reports.
Politicians, supporters, and a school bus full of Helena Christian School students came to hear Gianforte. The Republican candidate for governor said the jobs he created as a business owner in Bozeman reflect his plan to create more jobs throughout the state.
And I want to be really clear, especially to you young people, these jobs were created through innovation and hard work, not government programs or handouts.
Some Helena Christian School students waved orange and blue Gianforte banners in the air and cheered during the speech. The school principal expressed his support for Gianforte and said the event was an opportunity for kids to see democracy in action, but the school was not endorsing the candidate. Also in the crowd was the head of the Helena Big Sky Tea Party, Ed Argenbright.
Greg Gianforte is a doer. He's a businessman, and I find it really easy to support him.
Gianforte is expected to be the incumbent Democrat Steve Bullock's main challenger in the gubernatorial race this fall. Shortly before the Gianforte event, Democratic Executive Director Nancy Keenan spoke at her party's state headquarters.
So Montana's economy is creating jobs, our budget is balanced, and we have money set for a rainy day. So again, why is Greg Gianforte running? He does not share the values of hardworking Montanans. He does not share the values of hardworking families in Helena or across the state.
Gianforte wrapped up his campaign announcement tour in Bozeman on Thursday. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
You can get Montana news anytime on our website, mtpr.org, or on the NPR One app on your smartphone. Thanks for listening. I'm Eric Whitney.